use of the legacy fund for other projects. Well, I think everybody has heard the news that we got our bond rating to go up last year, and that was following a year of worry amongst county staff that we were going to lose our bond rating. When we borrow money, part of the rate that we pay is based on our ability to repay. And if we have no savings in the bank, and the legacy fund, mark my words, was the only savings you had in the bank, remember I told you you were in a negative net financial position when we started. You had no reserves. The road reserve, as an example, was $20 million in the hole. Banks don't continue to lend money if they don't think that you have an ability to pay it back. In terms of the investment of the legacy fund, you also recall from the last election, I spoke about that too. We actually lost money on the investment in 2018. We paid more money in commission than the council at the time actually brought in. For whatever reason, I can say that I have been drumming on about this for 3 years, wanting to move it out of what's called the One Fund, and I have been met with opposition every step of the way. I am pleased to say that most recently our finance team has finally come around on the idea, and we are coming out and shopping around for other alternatives. I've met with CIBC in the past to understand some of their instruments. I've had conversations with Haldeman to see what they're doing differently because their fund has far outperformed Norfolk County's fund. As an example, they use a thing called principal protected notes that, you know, there is no risk to the principal. And again, Norfolk County lost money in 2018. We pay hundreds of thousands in commission. The banks don't charge such a commission. I had an interesting conversation with a guy in Ottawa at AMO just in August. And he was telling me, you know, some other different strategies the county could employ, buying 89-day notes for our 90-day payables. These are all things that my counselors should also get to learn and could have learned had they been at AMO instead of out campaigning.